Internet Talk Radio, town crier to the global village.
How do you pronounce your name?
Hauser.
Hauser. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Try it again.
It's Hauser.
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 Hauser. Am I right?
No. Still wrong.
Not even close.
Not even close, no. it's my running gag, really. Whenever somebody has to introduce me for a talk or something like that, I always, in an international conference or whatever, IETF meeting, I always jump in on the pronunciation of my name. I even now have in our X500 pilot, you know, you got this worldwide pilot with everybody hooked up and everybody who does something with X500 directory services is registered in there. I'm registered in there too, and one of the attributes I got on my name is an audio attribute. If you have the right user interface, you just have to click it and you can practice all day how to pronounce my name.
Oh, as opposed to your favorite scotch or some other attribute of that sort.
I've got that one also, my favorite drink, but I thought in this case there was a very useful thing is to put my name in audio.
Okay.
I hope it works. I don't suspect it will work.
So why don't you give me the whole name then, for posterity's sake?
Erik Hauser.
And it sounds to me like Erik Hauser.
Well, not even close.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
About things that are more important than that. Let's see. You're part of the Internet Engineering Steering Group. You're one of the directors in the OSI area, right?
In the former OSI.
The former OSI area. Does that mean OSI is no more? Or
in
the Internet?
OSI is still very much there. But up to about a month ago, all the OSI activities were kept separate from the usual activities of the IETF by putting them in a separate area called the OSI Integration Area. However, this was a kind of a paradox, because by keeping all these working groups in a separate area, integration was never very easy. And since by now we are convinced that we will never build a full OSI internet, and I think everybody more or less agrees that whatever is useful in OSI, we should try and take that and integrate that into a multi-protocol internet. We thought that the best way to do that was to have the working groups that are obviously doing a good job to keep them, but put them in the area where they're most appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That means that most of the OSI integration working groups have moved into the applications area, some have moved into the internet area, and so on. And not keeping them separate in an OSI area, which we feel is a loser, because those working groups will then always be separate. For example, I think if you look at what has been really going on with OSI in an operational way on the internet, X400 is the obvious one to note. Not in the United States as much, although ESNet uses X400 there, it's not as much around. But in Europe, a large part of the internet in Europe talks X400, and it's still smaller than the RFC 802. I mean, we're not talking bigger than RFC 802 world. We're talking about, my estimate is between 10-20% of the RFC 802 traffic is of the mail traffic, sorry, is X400.
Well, that's significant.
It's really significant. That means we got a lot of operational problems already in the X400 world due to holes in the standard, things that the standard making people never really thought about that you would run into when you're doing operational X400. And one of the very useful groups working on that is the IETF Working Group on X400 Operations. and they're doing a very useful job in trying to make operational procedures and that more or less fill the holes in the standard for considering routing of X400 mail messages and how do we distribute routing tables and stuff like that.
Now some would say that those were fundamental flaws in the original standards. Are is some of the work that's being done in the IETF going to feed back into the CCITT process?
Well, we will feed back, however, I don't think the CCITT will feel very much for it. For some of the things we're doing, probably yes, but I would consider it flaws in the standard. If you ask the CCITT people, they wouldn't, because you have to remember the CCITT people represent the PTTs. And for them, the routing module in model in X400 is quite simple. You give everything to the PTT ADMD, the administrative management domain, and they make sure it gets somewhere, and you pay for it. And that's their model, and in all its simplicity, that would work. If all the ADMDs in the world were connected and you have an unlimited budget so you couldn't care less whether you had to pay for each and every mail, that model works. So in their eyes, the PTT's eyes, the model is not flawed at all. However, of course in the academic and research world, and not only in there, I might add, we see more and more in Europe that outside of this world, people are finding that it's terribly expensive to use the PTTs for routing, and they want to put up direct connections. And so what the X400 world is starting to look for is the equivalent of MX records, really. And there's nothing like that. I mean, the CCIT never worked on that. So if we are going to develop something like that, we will feed it back into ISO, because the ISO standard for mail and messaging is called MOTIS, and it's in parallel with the CCITT X400. Well, most of the things, these two standards are really the same. Only ISO doesn't favor the ADMD routing, while CCITT does. So if you're ever going to feed back something for routing in between MTAs on a one-to-one basis, it will probably never be accepted by the CCITT, but you might stand a good chance in getting it back into ISO. However, I couldn't care less, as long as we can get it to work on the internet.
Well, then why are we using this CCITT ISO standard in the first place? It seems a lot of energy is wasted on worrying about what was in the original standard and fixing that. Wouldn't it make sense just to start from scratch?
That would make a lot of sense. The reason why we're using this, and that's probably the reason why it's especially in Europe, is that the European governments and the CEC have committed to the ISO standards. And for example, in the Netherlands, all the government departments now have X400 up and running. That means that if you want to be able, like a network service provider, like I'm working for, like ServNet, to make sure that my customers can also communicate with the government, I have to take some initiative and provide X400. If I don't, I can sit back and wait and say, I'll wait for the government to provide some connection to RFC 822. However, they never will. And as always, the research networks are running ahead, years and years ahead. So it's us who have to provide the connectivity. So we started by building a gateway between RFC 822 and X400, and that's very largely used, not only by ServNet, it's also used by NLNet in the Netherlands and the public X400net, 400net users. We have it open to everybody for the time being, until it's costing us too much money, probably. And when we did that, we discovered that several customers of us had more communications with the X400 world than they had with RFC 822, the internet world. And those people wanted to migrate to X400, and they asked us whether we would support that. And by the time this was not one customer, but several, we decided to support X400 as a protocol too. So we are not happy with and we are not doing it for X400 per se. It's being forced by the environment we have to work in.
It's strictly a political compromise.
It's a political compromise, really, and it's just and because we have a rather transparent gateway, which is specified in RFC 1327, which is now a proposed standard, we can do this. Otherwise, it would be a disaster, of course, of having having two protocols. But this with this gateway, it's a workable situation. Although I fear for the future, when more and more of these gateways will be operated, then we'll have a difficulty of keeping them synchronized. And that's one of the things that this ITF working group on X400 operations is working on, trying to get something out there to make sure we can synchronize it, either by use of DNS or maybe, who knows, even X500. But that's, of course, depending on another OSI-based protocol to save the first one.
You're listening to Geek of the Week. Support for this program is provided by Sun Microsystems. Sun Microsystems, open systems for open minds. Additional support for Geek of the Week comes from O'Reilly & Associates, publishers of books that help people get more out of computers.